Off the coast of West Java, there's still no sign of an end to the standoff between Tamil asylum seekers and Indonesian authorities. More than 250 men, women and children on board a wooden boat are refusing all offers to come ashore. The group had tried to sail for Australia, but Indonesian authorities intercepted them last weekend. Now, the Sri Lankan government has hit out at the ethnic Tamils, describing them as bogus asylum seekers and denying their central claim that they face discrimination and a climate of fear in Sri Lanka. Simon Santo reports.
Conditions may look cramped on board the wooden boat off Indonesia, but the asylum seekers insist staying there is a better option than going home to Sri Lanka. They want to get to Australia, and in the last few days they've used the international media to try and convince the government and people here that they deserve refuge from oppression back in Sri Lanka. So far, there's not much sympathy from Australia's Prime Minister.
I believe that it's right for the government to have a tough, hardline but humane approach. The UNHCR processes, I believe, are fair. They've been around for a long time. These individual cases should be processed on their merits, and that's what we have professional UNHCR staff to do. And it is irresponsible for any Prime Minister of Australia to send out a message of positive encouragement to people smugglers in the region.
And Kevin Rudd's opponent, opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull, says none of this would have happened if Labor hadn't changed the nation's immigration policies.
Mr. Rudd unpicked the fabric of a border protection policy that had worked, that had proved its effectiveness by substantially eliminating this vile trade of people smuggling. And Mr. Rudd can talk about being hardline and tough and making no apologies as often as he likes. But the apology he should make is to the Australian people.
Sri Lanka's High Commissioner to Australia chose today to wade into the situation. He says he's tired of watching his country's reputation impugned. So Sanaka Welgampaya says it's time to stop beating around the bush. Do you have any sympathy at all for their situation?
No, I have no sympathy at all for this reason. I think they are all bogus asylum seekers.
The High Commissioner argues Australia and the world are being duped.
They are claiming that there's persecution and discrimination in Sri Lanka, which are absolutely false, baseless allegations. And these two people who have spoken to the media, that's a person called Alex and the young girl, from their accent, it's quite obvious that they are not from Sri Lanka. They may be of Sri Lankan origin, but they have been living probably in the West for a long time because Alex's accent is quite a distinct American accent. It is not the accent of a Sri Lankan Tamil.
So how long would you estimate that they have been living outside Sri Lanka?
Must be about 10, 15 years maybe. It's quite possible that these are people who have lived in those countries, maybe in Canada or the US or someplace, and who have not been successful in getting residence status in those countries, who are now trying to come through Indonesia using this past war situation in Sri Lanka.
Why would they be leaving then, High Commissioner?
They're leaving for, obviously, as some people have stated, for a better life in Australia.
So you can absolutely assure all of our listeners that there's no persecution whatsoever in the...
I can guarantee there is no persecution whatsoever in Sri Lanka.
The Sri Lankan government says that it remains on track to resettle by the end of the year more than three-quarters of the estimated 300,000 mainly Tamils displaced by the country's civil war.
Simon Santo.